The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Six. Tickets are provided by Margaritaville at Lanier Islands Water Park. Tickets on sale at MargaritavilleResorts.com. Stay tuned. We're going to give you a chance to win a family four-pack. That's going to happen August 1st, and you're going, what's the occasion? Well, it's going to be the first, or should I say the last weekend without football. And so as we celebrate, hey, football is back. Come hang out with us at Margaritaville. Hey, Mike and I were discussing the ACC Media Days going on. Jim Phillips is the commissioner. I just saw this because, you know, this different stuff comes out. But the ACC, this is happening in Charlotte, by the way. Now they're going to fine the schools for court and field storming. Are you for this?
You know what? In the old days, you could storm a field without having somebody get hurt. But, you know, the problem now is you got some guy tuned up on natural light going, yeah, in your face. You know, and then some 6'4", you know, 285-pound guy just goes, pow. You know, and next, you know, this kid's in traction for the rest of the semester. So, yeah. And unfortunately, you know, you just can't control the environment. So, I mean, to me, it's like everything else. It's a knee jerk. But unfortunately, just kids, we saw what happened at Tennessee. We've seen it happen all around the country now.
I know.
You know, kids showing their ass and getting their butts whipped and or... You know, someday some state troopers are going to pistol whip somebody trying to get too close to the coach. You know, it's just bad optics. So I guess that's why.
Okay. Yeah, and you're right. I just, Mike, I mean, he says the elevated safety expectations. This is the world we live in.
Right.
Right? I mean, there's a critical importance to ensure the adequate time for all members of the visiting team to safely leave the field. This is what Jim Phillips said today. So they're talking about $50,000, $100,000, and $200,000 fines. Those will accumulate through two seasons of the football and basketball season. And so anyways, and then those will be compiled and will go to a postgraduate scholarship fund. So it's not as if somebody's going in somebody's pocket.
Right.
But I just think it's lame. This is where I'm at. Being in college is such a one-time experience for those who get a chance to do it. And if your team happens to do something special, I don't know, to Mike's point, like Tennessee beating Alabama for the first time in 16 years.
Right.
I'm storming the field.
Yes. I mean, like one of the great moments when I first moved here, I got to go to a lot of Tennessee games. I had a friend that was had season tickets, so we go up there a lot. And it was the year that they won the title, you know, with T. Martin. Remember that? It was because it was the year after Peyton left. And it was just, you know, it was an unbelievable year. But that was the year where they beat Florida on the missed field goal in overtime. And one of the goalposts goes down to, like, the river, and the other goes up to Cumberland. And it was just bananas to see. But unfortunately, as we said, in the subsequent 25 years, people just, you know, don't get in the face of a large football player because he might lose his cool.
Especially after now.
And that's the problem. Yeah, and that's why I went the way it did.
I want to mention this, though, and this is hypothetical, so Georgia fans don't get mad at me. But let me tell you something. If Georgia Tech needs to beat Georgia to get into the college football playoff.
And they do.
And they're at home this year, and they do
it. Well, actually, in the Bends, but I guess, just for argument's sake, it was a Bobby Dodd.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby!
I'm just saying, Georgia Tech fans, you're telling me you're not storming the field? You're kidding me.
Used to be an accent I would do here, but I won't. I'll get in trouble. But you bet.
I'm just saying, like, those scenarios, you know what I'm saying?
You're good.
Yeah, there's moments in your life, and you know, it's just, as we said, it's just like everything else. We can't. Why can't we have nice things anymore? Because you could go storm the field and lose your mind without, you know, somehow incurring the wrath of. Now again, you would like to see the opposing team have some discipline, but sometimes it's hard when people are showing their arse and you just can just go SWAT and take out three kids at once.
That's right.
Which is kind of what's happened the last few years.
All right, man. It's Dukes and Bell. You guys can chime in on that. Coming up, Steve Weiss is going to join us here in about 10 minutes. Stay right there. We'll talk all things NFL and get his opinions on the Falcons as well, as he's coming to Atlanta to kick off NFL Network's coverage this upcoming weekend. Right now, though, let's get to 4th and 1. Things you used to be able to do, Mike. Things you used to be able to do. Things you used to
the
be
the category
able.
Is things you used to be able to do.
Can't do it anymore. Hey, Philip Rivers announces his retirement as a Charger. I thought this had happened already, but I guess he was just, was he waiting on another phone call? What was the deal here?
Yeah, I mean, it's like if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? Everyone just kind of assumed he was out. There are other guys like, you know, was it Hines just coming back after a bunch of injuries? But, you know, in this case, Philip Rivers, I guess, never turned, kind of like Tony Gonzalez, never turned in his papers.
All right, he did the one-day contract, retires as a Charger. Great career for Philip Rivers. Meanwhile, everybody's talking about Dallas in the comments of Jerry Jones. Now, if you missed it yesterday, he basically sat down and said, hey, we're in no rush to pay Micah Parsons. And then, Mike, he was asked about, well, what about Trayvon Diggs? You paid him. I mean, what was the deal there?
We expect a player paid like Trayvon to be here all the time. We expect him to be leading. We expect him to be leading. But that's not new. That goes all the way back. Deion was not necessarily given to come to the weight room. And I explained to him that it meant a lot for him to be in there. Needs to have some show with it. It's important to have the right body language in every respect when you are one of those rare, financially paid and gifted players. You've got to have some leadership about you.
So basically, Mike is not a leader, so he's not going to get his contract anytime soon.
He can get hit by a car.
Seriously.
Daddy, you got to stop talking. I mean, this is getting to the point where, I mean, they've got to keep him off the mic.
You know, turn his mic off.
Turn his mic. He's like, Daddy, you got to stop talking. Shut up. There's no way you came from my loins. It really has become this.
Sometimes being all in means you narrow, you remove the months out here that are in the future.
All right, Jerry Jones has stopped making sense about. I'm going to say that was spring football? That was minicamp. That's when Jerry Jones made Jerry Jones stop making sense. You got to keep him off a mic.
Oh, my goodness.
The Raiders went through the same thing with Al Davis, but he's the face of the franchise.
He's going to go, why is my mic working?
You know, when you look at it.
Jerry, what do you feel about camp?
Very excited. I feel that Troy Aikman, when he works with Butterscotch, it's just quicksilver in his hands, and can't wait for Easter Sunday.
Yeah, look.
I mean, he's get hit by a car. Seriously.
Jerry, you're not making any sense.
That just makes me laugh.
Makes perfectly good sense to me.
That just makes me laugh. All right,
the argument against giving one of the top five defenders in the league a contract is he could get hit by a car within the next 5 years.
And by the way, he's young. We're not talking about a 31 or 32-year-old Micah Parsons. He is young.
Now, have you heard anything about Micah being a bad dude in the locker room?
Never. No,
he's taken. He did go round and round with former teammates who aren't there anymore.
Yes.
And there was some more words on social media.
Yeah, I think that stemmed from Micah feeling like everybody in the locker room wasn't playing as hard as he was.
I think Dak Prescott had the better year.
Yeah, me too. But I don't know about him being a bad guy. I've not heard that, Mike, out of Dallas from anybody. Mm. And his podcast, that's what got on some people's nerves. You shouldn't be doing this podcast during the season. And he's like, bro, it ain't affecting my performance. Like, I'm still showing up on Sundays and getting this done. That's what some of his teammates were mad about. All right, what about Mike Brown's? From one old owner, Mike, to another. Because that's the commonality here. And I don't want to say this to be the bearer of bad news. The NFL ownership group, many of these guys are now getting to a point, right, where you're like, hey, Mike Brown that owns the Cincinnati Bengals is another one. And he sat up there and had the audacity yesterday to basically insinuate that his draft pick might go to jail. And if he did, well, we don't want to pay the full guaranteed contract. Where's that come from?
I mean, again, this is another group of owners. Two guys. These guys are older. Like, what's the old Jeffrey Ross joke? I've seen younger faces on cash.
Yes.
I mean, that's where you are. Brown literally looks like somebody. He looks like he's part turtle. He looks like Myrtle. Remember the turtle?
I don't know.
Remember from like the old Looney Tunes?
How old are you?
I mean, it's like, I'm 105.
That's right. That's
but
right.
No, he just, it's, these are, and these are the guys running the league. These are the guys with the power. That's why if you're the player, you're the players, you're like, oh my God, we're getting played by these nitwits?
It's crazy.
These guys, I mean, they're eating like, these guys can't have solid food. They're so old.
This is Mike Brown, owner of the Bengals, talking about the Shamar Stewart holdout and why it's nonsensical.
Oddly, something like this has never occurred with us. I don't think it's going to occur. So we're sitting here arguing over something that I think is pretty remote. And I ask myself sometimes why the hell we're doing it, but we are, and he's doing it too. And at some point, we got to put this stuff behind and just get him up here and get him so he can be a contributor.
Guarantee his deal, and he'll be there.
Yeah.
Within the hour.
It's the fifth. There are always some wrinkles. Not every team, but there's always the agent, right? The fifth year. It's always about the fifth year. But the Browns are notoriously cheap. Michael Brown, by the way, he'll be 90 next month.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, you're a team which has had these issues in the past.
At 90, he should be on his yacht.
Right. Or just let the kids, let the next generation do it, because you have no idea
what
you're...
did you just say?
Yes, you have no idea what you're doing.
What about Trey Hendrickson?
Yeah, because he's another guy, a linchpin to your defense, and you're monkeying around, you're alienating this guy. Now he's saying he's not going to show up for camp.
Here's Mike Brown on that situation.
We're working to get Trey signed. We're working to get Trey signed as we speak here. There are guys over in the office working to get that done. I think it'll get done. It is the way Trey can be. We like Trey as a person. He's a good guy. But when it comes to these negotiations, and we've been through a few of them with him, he pushes hard. He gets emotional. Never have an easy time of it, but one thing that is consistent. It always gets done.
Like, you feel bad. Like, you know, everybody's got a grandparent or great-grandparent out there, and, you know, they're starting to slip. Father Time's undefeated. But the Brown family are the worst, one of the worst. This is the thing. They kept Marvin Lewis around all those years. They never gave it. They would always draft the worst players because they would get a bit of value. They remember, it was like Boys Town. They had all the screw-ups in the draft, wound up with the Bengals over the years. Pollock tells a great story. David Pollock, when he was drafted, you know, the Bengals called, congratulations, David, you're a Cincinnati Bengal. And Dave's talking to his other teammates and other guys around the SEC who are being flown on private planes to their destination. And Dave is told, the ticket is waiting for you at the counter at Delta to fly him up. If you remember the Hard Knocks, I think it was the first or second Hard Knocks, the Bengals were charging players to rent televisions in their dorm rooms at the crappy community college they would practice at.
Notorious. But wait.
There's more.
This is more Mike Brown. This is 4th and 1, guys, brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at Priority Men's Medical. Steve Weiss from NFL Network's coming up. Here he is explaining the Shamar Stewart situation. And again, this is simply about guaranteeing the contract. And he says, well, if he's in jail, why should I have to pay him?
If we get a player who gets involved in something like that or does something that is just unacceptable, guess what? I don't want to pay him. I really don't. If he's sitting in jail, I don't think I ought to be paying him. And so we say that if he got involved in conduct detrimental, we'd have the right to terminate the guaranteed part for the back years. His agent says, oh no, you can terminate the guaranteed part only for the remaining part of the year in which the event occurs.
I mean,
that's what
we're...
So, that's what they're arguing.
So basically, there's language in the contract because now there's a rash and epidemic of guys. Every year, you got 1,200 guys playing a league, two or three screw up.
Yeah, but now you're insinuating, though.
That this kid's going to somehow stub his toe more than just garden variety.
What are you profiling now?
Yeah, it's just, you sound like an old, angry white guy making no sense, because that's kind of what you are. Actually, exactly what you are. Based on the performance of the team and the way he's run this thing into the ground over the years, yes.
Can you imagine Arthur Blank saying that about Jalen Walker?
I don't want to. We're working on this fifth year. He could be a miscreant. He might wind up in the Hoos.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scow, I don't know. I got burned with Mike Vick, Carl. I'm not going down this road.
Exactly.
Even Arthur Blank doesn't say that.
No, he doesn't.
Come on. But this is where you look at an organization, you go, man, oof, that's the guy in charge on top.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, he's saying if it happens, we don't want to pay him at all. And his agent's like, no, if it happens, you're not paying him for that year.
And by the way, it's the particulars of a contract that should never be made public anyway. You shouldn't be having a conversation even inferring it.
No, I agree. All right, Steve Weiss, NFL Network's chief national reporter, joins us next.
What?
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.